536, revise sewer and stormwater rates, charges, and fees in accordance with the fiscal year 2015-2016 sewer user rate study.
Second reading and roll call.
Fish?
Well, Mayor, this is the end of a long road, and we have a number of people to thank at this stage. The Bureau Advisory Committee, and I'm going to, if I could, Mayor, I'll make comments on this that are not unique to 536, but cover 537, because the public sees this as a combined rate. So I'll just make one set of comments. I want to begin by thanking our Bureau Advisory Committees at both the Water Bureau and the Bureau of Environmental Services for diligently taking up their charge, which is to help us review our budget and craft a recommendation to the mayor, which is the first step in our process. I want to thank the members of the PERB. This is the last budget cycle in which they have participated, and they have given over the years good service to the community, and we'll be thanking them more formally later. I want to acknowledge the good work of the Citizens Utility Board of Oregon. As people now are very familiar, this is the first time the CUB has ever served as an outside independent ratepayer advocate for residential ratepayers with a public utility. They have historically played that role with private utilities to great effect. It's the first time they've played that role with a public utility, and it's because last year the city invited this unique partnership. And in this budget cycle, we are actually going to be seeing a slight reduction in the proposed rate, Mayor, because of a suggestion from CUB that we go to full cost recovery on one of our SDCs, our systems development charges. So we thank them for their service. This set of recommendations has been fully vetted, including at a rate hearing review. I think it's the second year in a row where we've had a separate public hearing and invited the public to come out and understand how the rate recommendation was established and to ask questions of officials who are responsible for that. We have had a dedicated rate hearing in which the public was invited to come testify on the recommendation that the mayor has now proposed based on the recommendation that I forwarded to him. Today, what before us is the third year in a row, Mayor, where the council has been presented with a recommended rate increase combined for water, sewer, and stormwater below 5%. And that's a significant milestone because, as we all know, starting a number of years ago, the rate forecast for our utilities was well and above 5%. And it is only because people have sharpened their pencils and we've been blessed with low interest rates and other favorable outcomes that we've been able to whittle it away so the combined increase is below 5%. Now, let me be very clear. Not a single person on this panel relishes raising rates on our customers. We don't do so arbitrarily, and we don't do so without understanding the potential impact on our customers. But we do so because we have an obligation to invest in a system where there is aging infrastructure that is failing all the time, where people expect to have high-quality services at a fair value, and where our community is growing, and we have to plan for growth. The recommendation before the council today has gone through a lot of eyes and a lot of process. It is, I think, a reasonable proposal, which will allow us to continue to provide very high-quality services to a pool of over 930,000 customers, if you include all the customers of the Water Bureau. And for that reason, I am pleased to vote aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
As Commissioner Fish said, none of us relishes raising rates on anybody for any purpose. Some of us recognize that water and sewer fees are regressive because there's not a direct correlation between income and water and sewer usage. But we haven't come up with another way to raise the money we need to have a functioning water and sewer system. And without a functioning water and sewer systems, I mean, the city essentially doesn't exist. So really appreciate the efforts that the Bureau and CUB and Commissioner Fish have made to limit potential rate increases, and hope the committee will understand that what we're doing today is the only responsible thing to maintain our system. One thing I'd like to mention is that there's been a lot of debate about increasing density in this city, and density brings pressures and annoyances for a lot of people. I feel fairly certain, though, that with increasing density, with more people in the city, we will see lower per capita water and sewer costs than we otherwise would, because so much of the cost of the water and sewer system is fixed costs. So I don't know that that's absolutely true, but I strongly suspect that it's true. And we are a bit starting a process of trying to figure out whether we can quantify that. So that's something that I hope that we can be able to talk to people about in the next year. Aye.
Fritz.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Fish, for exemplifying transparency and lack of drama in this budget, and indeed in your management of the Water and Environmental Services Bureaus over the last 2 years. It's quite different than it was 4 years ago and in previous, over the course of the recession. So I very much appreciate your diligence and openness and transparency, exemplified by Bob Salinger's comments earlier today about the continuing the green approach in environmental services and the successful battle to retain control of the Water Bureau. So thank you for leading the council on those things. I also appreciate you increasing the SDC, the system development charges, to 100% cost recovery. Development needs to pay its way, and that's the approach that I support. I appreciate Commissioner Novick addressing the issue of folks who are having a struggle continuing to pay their bills. The city needs to pay its bills too, and we need to maintain the water and the pipe system as well as the green system in order to be able to hand on to future generations a system that's in good repair. And so that's what this budget does. Aye.
Hales.
Well, first, cost matters. So it's appropriate that we as a council are constantly putting pressure on the water and BES bureaus to control costs, and that's reflected in this modest rate increase. And I certainly hope and believe that the points that you just made, Commissioner Novick, will bear out, that as we add more people to the system, that we spread those costs over more users, and that that'll start to help us hold down rates in the future. So we have a shared responsibility every year to make sure that not only we keep these rate increases modest, but that all the costs in the Bureau are justified in each of these bureaus. Secondly, as I mentioned before, and relevant to other items on the council calendar today, it's appropriate that we as a board look at all of the costs that we impose on our citizens, and in particular on new development with respect to systems development charges and fees and other requirements, as a check against becoming San Francisco as our housing costs rise and as we try to deal with the questions of affordable housing. So this council will be meeting in work session to dig into those issues in detail to look at the total impact of everything that we do on both the cost side of housing and on what we can do to improve the opportunities for people to still be able to afford to live either as homeowners or renters in our city as Portland becomes more and more popular. So that bigger picture context of our work on costs and affordability and our work on oversight of costs in general goes on. But I'm very pleased that we are at this point here today. It's interesting, Mr. Salinger mentioned that only a year ago, the memory's starting to fade now, but only a year ago we basically faced a referendum on whether city leadership should continue in providing these services, and the voters very overwhelmingly said, yes, we should, and that there's some expectations for how we do this. And I think the fact that there has been largely accord in the community about the work that you, Commissioner, have done, and that this bureau, these bureaus have brought forward in these rate proposals really shows that we're serious about that. So I want to thank you, Commissioner Fish. I want to thank the leadership of both BES and the Water Bureau for good management, and the council for good oversight to get us to a point where, yes, no one's ever happy with a rate increase, but we're keeping costs under control and we're keeping an eye on them. So thank you all very much. Aye.